The Troy Murphy Show, driving you home Thursday nights from 6 p.m. on 2SSR 99.7.
Joining us on the show to talk TikTok, China's involvement, and many global governments banning the app on officials' work phones is Sydney-based lawyer and popular TikTok user who is on the app talking all things legal, Jahan Kalanta. Welcome, my friend.
Thank you so very much for having me.
Let's dive straight into this. How worried should we be that governments around the world are now banning TikTok from officials' devices due to concerns about the company that owns TikTok, ByteDance, having ties to the Chinese Communist Party, as well as concerns about data privacy and security?
It's a really good question. And I think that the way we need to think about this is in a holistic fashion. The reality is that there's probably no doubt that that company and companies like it harvest data for a variety of purposes, most likely marketing purposes more than anything else. I think that when one looks at the rise of technology, moves that are as blunt as banning it are just ineffectual, because the reality is that people thoroughly enjoy the app. They connect with the content creators on the app. And I think that moving forward, the technology will always be one step ahead of the regulator.
Oh, that's without a doubt. But do you have concerns? Like, there is talk. Like, I haven't fully read the terms and conditions, nor have I read the terms and conditions of every other social media site. But there is concerns going out at the moment that they can read your keystrokes. So that includes, you know, when you type your passwords in or even your credit card details. Why would an app need to be able to harvest that data?
Well, look, I've had a good look at the terms and conditions. One of the interesting things about TikTok's terms and conditions is it's one of the few that really talks about what the purpose of the app is and, you know, sort of the vibe they're trying to create, right? So terms and conditions are usually an amorphous amalgam of things of what we may or may not do with the data. The reality is that it would be suicide for TikTok if there was a data breach of some kind, because in recent time there has been data breach after data breach, which has put people in danger and jeopardy and caused them inconvenience. And if people started having data breaches through TikTok's use, they'd stop using it. So I'm less concerned about that, particularly in the context of there have been many companies that I'm paying money to, such as Optus, that have breached and used my data in the wrong way, let alone an app that hasn't done anything in any way to dissuade me from its use.
Now, we've seen governments start to ban it. What are the chances, do you think, that countries will start to ban TikTok?
I recall that one of the reasons I started so late on TikTok was that the former president, Donald Trump, insisted that TikTok would be the downfall of society and that if you use the app, that it would definitely harvest your data, it would do this and it would do that. The reality of the situation is you can never rule out a government doing something asinine or ridiculous, but the app itself and the value that it provides, particularly for people who want to learn things or want to engage with certain creators and certain communities, is profound. And whether the government likes it or not, that is how people are consuming information. So the government may take a step, and I would say it's a very drastic step to do so, but I think that they would feel a backlash that they probably don't predict.
Would you ever delete TikTok from your phone?
I think the thing that's important to recognize in circumstances such as this is that TikTok is providing a service, and if you're not paying for the service, you are the service. So TikTok very well might be harvesting my data and using it for marketing purposes. I see it as no more nefarious than, for example, Meta and Facebook. Both companies harvest data. I mean, it's not unusual for you to make a comment, I'm interested in that movie, and then all of a sudden start seeing ads for that movie. This is a reality that we see in everyday life. So if you're going to ban one, you should ban all of them. There is nothing particularly nefarious about this app compared to the others.
The ironic thing that just happened was our call got disconnected whilst we were talking about TikTok and Facebook. You know, do you think maybe they're listening
in? Who
knows? Or am I wearing my tinfoil hat?
Who knows, right? The reality is that artificial intelligence is at such a stage that it can do and see things that we can't possibly predict. One of the values of TikTok is that it allows people to share their perspective. And we're living in an age where the most important gift a person can have is not information, it's perspective. And the ability to create your perspective and share it with your community is something that is what connects us as human beings. So anything that moves in the way of that, I think, is doomed to fail.
There we go. Sydney lawyer Jahan Kalanta says TikTok is okay. Now, before we wrap up, my friend, let's talk about your TikTok. With over 346,000 followers, what went viral first for you? Your legal tips or your Salvador Dali-inspired moustache?
So I guess for your viewer, you know, for your listeners, I have a pretty crazy Salvador Dali moustache, and I think it really must have helped because I guess it got people to get interested in it. But I've been making content now for 2 years. It is a very unusual sort of process whereby some things land and some things don't. I was trundling along until Amber Heard and Johnny Depp began their divorce case, which was a fascinating legal world. And I think that's really where I kind of got a big uptick in followers. But I talk about all things law. I talk about the law in Australia. I talk about the law overseas. I share my opinions on, you know, even celebrity feuds and the legality of them. And I'm so blessed to have a wonderful community of followers who really engage with my content. And it's just a privilege to be able to share my perspective with them.
You downplay how amazing your moustache is. I have mo envy.
You know what? You and I will catch up, and I'll teach you the secrets. It's easier than it looks.
I'm a 40-year-old man. And I couldn't even grow half the hair that you have on your face. Now, what's the strangest legal tip that you've ever given or been asked on the TikTok app?
The one that stood out, the first thing that really went viral is, and I don't think it's a law anymore, but in Western Australia, once upon a time, it was illegal to have over 50 kilograms of potatoes. So if you're a potatoes, yeah, it had to do with the potato regulation board, and to kind of stop people from, like, you know, going around them by being like potato smugglers. So it was, and I remember reading that, and I was like, that is a cool fact, and I shared it, and I guess the world agreed with me.
That's bizarre. That is bizarre. Now, where can people follow you on TikTok, or if they're hesitant, other than TikTok?
So if you TikTok is Jahan Kalanta Official, JAHANKALANTAR Official. Or if you want to follow me on Instagram, same, just Jahan Kalanta. You can go to jahankalanta.com, or you can follow me at my law firm, Executive Law Group. Any of these places, please reach out and connect. Always happy to have a chat.
Jahan, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much for interviewing me. It was my pleasure.
Never miss a show. Listen on demand. Click the Troy Murphy Show on the 2SSR.com.au homepage program guide.